Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, October 8th, 2025, and we have a great mix of health, fitness, and wellness headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Luxury aesthetic spa opens in Boca Raton. Injection Perfection Medical Spa, led by Desiree Limber, FMPBC, has opened a new office in Boca Raton, offering luxury tailored aesthetic services. The new facility features treatment rooms, high-end finishes, and a calming environment for a bespoke experience. Services include lip filler, Botox, microneedling, and more, all customized to achieve natural results. While a grand opening event is on the horizon, the spa is currently accepting new clients for appointments either online or by phone. Visit Injection Perfection Medical Spa in Boca Raton for personalized anti-aging solutions and rejuvenation treatments.
Healthcare Triangle announces warrant inducement for aggregate gross proceeds of approximately $478,000. Healthcare Triangle, Inc., has announced a warrant inducement for aggregate gross proceeds of approximately $478,000. The company has entered into warrant exercise agreements with certain investors to exercise outstanding warrants for gross cash proceeds. In exchange, the exercising holders will receive new unregistered warrants to purchase up to an aggregate of 239,051 shares of common stock. The new warrants have an exercise price of $3 per share and will expire 5 years from the date of issuance. The exercise of the existing warrants and the issuance of the new warrants are expected to occur on October 8, 2025. The gross proceeds from the warrant inducement are expected to be approximately $478,000, excluding any proceeds that may be received upon the exercise of the new warrants and before deducting financial advisor fees and other expenses payable by the company.
Mission IR News Breaks. HeartBeam, Inc., NASDAQ beat on the beat of cardiac innovation. HeartBeam, Inc., a medical technology company traded on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT, is set to revolutionize cardiac diagnostics with its innovative ECG technology. The company plans to launch its cable-free ECG solution immediately after FDA clearance, aiming to provide clinical-grade accuracy in a portable device. This advancement is expected to enhance patient engagement, reduce healthcare facility burdens, and improve access to high-quality cardiac monitoring, especially in underserved areas. HeartBeam's vision is to empower patients and healthcare providers with actionable heart intelligence outside of traditional medical settings, redefining the future of cardiac health management. For more information, visit HeartBeam's website at www.heartbeam.com.
Biomed News Breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ NRXP, strengthens pipeline with dual pathways for ketamine-based therapies. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company, is strengthening its pipeline with dual pathways for ketamine-based therapies. The company has refiled an abbreviated new drug application for KetaFree, a preservative-free IV ketamine formulation. NRx aims to eliminate benzethonium chloride, a neurotoxic preservative found in many ketamine products. In addition, NRx is advancing NRx-100, a separate ketamine formulation for suicidal depression, under an NDA. NRx-100 has received fast-track designation and aims to qualify for the FDA's National Priority Voucher Program. NRx is also developing NRx-101, an oral medication for suicidal bipolar depression with breakthrough therapy designation. With a focus on preservative-free IV formulations and addressing market demand, NRx is setting a new standard in ketamine therapies. Isotropic Corp., OTQZF, expands commercialization strategy with $375,000 financing, investor awareness agreements, and breakthrough personalized radiation dose breast CT. Isotropic Corp achieves a major milestone in breast imaging with its personalized radiation dose feature in the IsoView Breast CT system. The company recently secured a $375,000 private placement and engaged new PR partners for enhanced investor communications. With the global breast imaging market projected to reach $8.69 billion by 2030, Isotropic is strategically positioned to lead the market. The IsoView Breast CT system offers personalized radiation doses based on patient composition and breast size, improving workflow efficiency and prioritizing patient safety. This innovation sets Isotropic apart in the field of breast cancer imaging solutions.
Investor news breaks. TransCode Therapeutics, Inc. acquires Polynoma, secures $25 million investment from CK Life Sciences to advance Phase 2 trial of TTX-MC138. TransCode Therapeutics, Inc. has acquired Polynoma LLC, a company developing a shed antigen vaccine for melanoma treatment. The acquisition was accompanied by a $25 million investment from CK Life Sciences Intel Holdings, Inc. to advance TTX-MC138 through a Phase 2 clinical trial. Philippe Calais, PharmD, PhD, has been appointed CEO, succeeding interim CEO Tom Fitzgerald. Dr. Calais expressed excitement about the broader oncology pipeline created by the acquisition and the potential therapeutic advances for patients. TransCode focuses on treating metastatic disease through RNA therapeutics on its TTX nanoparticle platform. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Litigation QNTM launches whistleblower reward program, offering up to $7 million for stock manipulation evidence. Quantum Biopharma has launched a whistleblower reward program offering up to $7 million for evidence of stock manipulation involving the company's shares. Eligible participants can submit information to reward@quantumbiopharma.com or by calling 1-833-571-811. The reward will be granted if the information contributes to a final judgment or settlement in Quantum Biopharma's favor. This initiative highlights Quantum's commitment to transparency and market integrity, encouraging reporting to the U.S. SEC and Canadian regulatory authorities. For more information, visit Quantum Pharma's IBN QNTM.
Ocumetics reports encouraging one-month post-operative results. Ocumetics Technology Corp. reports encouraging one-month safety and vision performance results for the first Group 1 patients who received the Ocumetics accommodating intraocular lens. The early outcomes show functional distance vision of 20/40 or better without glasses and promising near-vision performance with no complications. Dr. Garth Webb, chief scientist and founder, emphasizes the transformative potential of the Ocumetics lens. The company's mission is to offer clear, continuous vision without glasses or contact lenses. The clinical trial is expected to show continued improvement as patients adapt. Ocumetics aims to revolutionize ophthalmology with state-of-the-art intraocular lenses and vision-enhancing technologies.
Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., OTLC, SAPU3, injectable everolimus, Afinitor, to begin clinical trials, aiming to boost drug bioavailability. Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., through its SAPU nanotechnology, is set to begin clinical trials for SAPU3, an injectable form of everolimus, Afinitor, aiming to significantly increase drug bioavailability. Preclinical studies suggest that SAPU003 could boost bioavailability from 10% to as high as 100%. This could lead to improved efficacy and faster results for patients with breast cancer. The company, listed as OTQB, OTLC, is known for its focus on de-risked, late-stage assets and efficient regulatory pathways. The technology, DesiParticles TM, developed by SAPU Nano, is part of the GMP Biotechnology joint venture. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at IBM-TLC.
Tech Media Breaks, Isotropic Corporation, OTEQF, 1R3 Highlights. Need for advanced 3D imaging during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Isotropic Corporation highlighted the need for advanced 3D imaging during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The company emphasized the limitations of current imaging tools and the opportunity for its flagship IsoView Breast CT imaging system. With millions of new breast cancer cases reported annually globally, there is an urgent need for true high-resolution 3D imaging, especially for women with dense breast tissue. As the global breast imaging market grows, IZOVIEW aims to address the demand for superior diagnostic precision, reducing missed cancers, false positives, and costly follow-up procedures. For more information, visit Isotropic Corporation's website at isocorp.com.
Biomed News Breaks, Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., OTCQB OTLC, announces Phase 1 trial of SAPU03, a novel intravenous desiparticle, TM, everolimus, now open for enrollment in Australia. Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., OTLC, has announced that the Phase 1 trial of SAPUI, a novel intravenous desiparticle TM everolimus, is now open for enrollment in Australia. This marks the first clinical trial of an intravenous desiparticle TM formulation of everolimus, an mTOR inhibitor used in breast cancer and other malignancies. The trial is enrolling patients with advanced HR plus HER2 breast cancer or other mTOR-sensitive tumors at leading oncology centers across Australia. Dr. Vuong Treo, CEO of SAPU Nano and Oncotelic, stated that SAPU-003 represents a significant advance in the delivery of mTOR-targeted therapies, aiming to bring this next-generation treatment to patients with advanced cancers.
Researchers discover why cancer immunotherapy could be failing. Researchers at Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center have discovered a new stress pathway called TEX-PSR, which is why immunotherapy fails in 60 to 80% of cancer patients. This pathway floods weakened immune cells with misfolded proteins, hindering their ability to fight tumors. Blocking TEX-PSR in lab models restored immune cell function and significantly boosted immunotherapy effectiveness across various cancer types. As companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc. work on developing new immunotherapies, the findings from this study offer valuable insights into improving treatment outcomes.
Biomed News Breaks, NutriBand, Inc., NASDAQ, NTRB, to present at Noble Capital Markets Emerging Growth Virtual Equity Conference. NutriBand, Inc., RB, will be presenting at Noble Capital Markets Emerging Growth Virtual Equity Conference on Wednesday, October 8, 2025, at 3 p.m. ET. Chairman Sergey Melnyk will lead the presentation, which includes a fireside Q&A session. Registered investors can schedule one-on-one meetings with Melnyk. Interested attendees can register for free on the conference's official site. The presentation will be webcast on ChannelCheck and archived for 90 days on channelcheck.com and NutriBand's website. NutriBand is focused on developing transdermal pharmaceutical products, with a lead product being an abuse-deterrent fentanyl patch. AversaTech technology is incorporated to prevent drug abuse. For more information, visit NutriBand's website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.